Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Time for our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who once lugged along one of his favourite books to our studios. Father Foster has brought along a book which is called Liber Usualis.
You see.
And it's like a missal.
Well, it was like the usual book in choir. All the monks had this in choir.
But it's obsolete now?
Well, now, yeah, because they broke the thing down into smaller books.
Father, so we've used two words. We've used usualis, which we said is the usual.
Usual and
that's a word
liber,
that comes
yes.
from Latin,
yeah,
obviously.
And
obsolete is a word that comes
obsoletus,
from Latin.
Obsoletus, yeah,
so,
that went out. I mean,
so liber usualis obsoletus. So that's the book you have today. Why have you brought it?
This contains all the music and all the antiphons and everything for the whole year. Really a precious thing because now you can't find this anymore. It's been broken down into, you know, for a mass book and a choir book and different little books.
Missal.
Well, yeah, the missal and then the antiphonary.
Which is missalis? Is it missalis in Latin? I'm just guessing.
Missale.
Missale.
In Italian, yeah.
I was just doing some guesswork there. How do you say guesswork in Latin?
How do you say conjecture? Conjecture. Conjectures. Conjecture.
So you've opened the page on a particular day here of Holy Week. How does one say Holy Week in Latin? I looked it up in the dictionary, actually, and it said all kinds of things. It wasn't a liturgical
actually,
dictionary.
Actually, there you have it. It's Maior Hebdomada.
So why
the bigger, Maior? The bigger week. It's very strange. They don't say that. They don't say the Holy Week, Sancta Hebdomada.
Hebdomada is not Latin, is it?
No, it's Greek,
it's
and
Greek.
It means a 7-day period. And then, for some strange reason, way, way back, they started calling Holy Week Maior Hebdomada, the bigger week of the year.
Mm. In my dictionary here, they called it Hebdomada Muta.
Muta.
Inofficiosa. Penitentialis.
Okay, muta would be a dead week, you know, a silent week.
Inofficiosa.
Inofficiosa, without ceremonies.
Penitentialis.
Okay, penitential week.
Indulgentiae.
Ah, of forgiveness, the week of forgiveness.
Luctuosa.
Ah, is sad, grieving, full of grief or mourning, a mourning week. Where did you find all that stuff?
In a dictionary, which not a liturgical dictionary. And then the last two were Nigra and Ultima. Nigra, Niger.
Yeah, it's Black Week and the last week.
And the last Ultima.
Like the last week of Jesus'
So you've
life.
Got your book here open, and, your missal, and we have the Hebdomada Maioris.
Maior Hebdomada.
Hebdomada, Maior Hebdomada.
The bigger week.
So what are you going to tell me about this book? What's in there?
Well, I don't know. No, what you wanted to do, you wanted some antiphons or hymns and stuff.
Yes, I'd like some hymns.
And I forgot. I can sing. And I forgot this at home, but in the office, someone in the office.
So what is your pick for Palm Sunday?
That's beautiful. Palm Sunday is out of this world.
In Latin, you say Dominica.
In palmis.
In palmis, from palma, which means
palm,
no? Palma is a Latin word?
Yes, a palm tree.
You don't have to sing it. Just tell me what the words are. Hosanna.
No, this is beautiful. Hosanna, filio David.
Hosanna, filio David.
Hosanna to the son of David. Blessed who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Hosanna in the highest. Rex Israel, Hosanna in excelsis.
Rex Israel, Hosanna in excelsis.
I remember singing this when I was about 6 years old.
Father, and so that's Palm Sunday.
Then another nice one, if you just want to, just for about a second here. These are when they were delivering the palms. The children there. Ah, this is another famous one. Pueri Hebreorum portan tes ramos olivarum.
Pueri Hebreorum
So Purim?
The children of the Hebrews carrying branches of olives. They went to meet the Lord. Clamantes et dicentes, crying out and saying, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna.
Oh, God, I have tears in my eyes.
And heartfelt thanks there to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.